agent Casey Yan in Harbor Beach. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach is here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yan in Harbor Beach at 479-3288.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star Package.
Remember, trucks are what we do, and your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well, like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month, or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
WLAW Sports Network at the half finds Marlette leading at their largest lead of all night by 17 points, 36-19. Marlette outscored Harbor Beach in that second quarter, 18-9, after outscoring Harbor Beach in the first quarter, 18-10. Marlette led by Andrew Storm with 12 points, Barrett George and Isaac Dale each with 6 points, Charles McClatchy with 4, Ethan McKinney with 3 as well, Sean Quady, and Hunter Kelly in the books with 2 points. Marlette has 7 turnovers in the first half. They're 2-for-3 from the free throw line for 66%. As far as rebounding is concerned, they have 5 rebounds. That's partly because they've rarely missed a shot, and they've all been defensive boards for Marlette. For Harbor Beach, they are led by Ryan Seaman, the sophomore, with 7 points. Jason Gaffney close behind with 6. Tyler Balmering with 4. Ethan Guza with 2. The unfortunate part for Harbor Beach is that's all the scoring they have. As a team, they are 6-for-8 from the free throw line for 75%. Ethan Guza going 2-for-4 from the free throw line. 9 turnovers for Harbor Beach, 6 of those in the second quarter. Harbor Beach with 9 rebounds, out-rebounding Marlette by 4. They are leading. They had 4 defensive rebounds in that second quarter and 3 offensive boards versus 1-1 in that first quarter in the rebounding world. John Mooney, what do you have for scoring?
As far as shooting is concerned, overall, the Harbor Beach Pirates were 6-for-26, 23%. And for the Marlette Red Raiders, they were 15-for-23, 65%. And what is amazing about the Marlette Red Raiders is that inside the arc, they were 11-for-15. That is 73%. I have no idea why they went outside the arc, but I'll tell you what they did. And they came up with 8 shots and hit 4 of them for 50%. And that's pretty doggone good shooting. As far as their free throws are concerned, well, it's negligible because you 1-for-3 going 33%, who cares? They've got quite a lead right now with what they're doing on the floor for Harbor Beach. inside the arc. They were 5 for 20. That's 25%, and they're going to need to do a little bit better than that. And as far as outside the arc, 1 for 6, 16%. And really the only one that really could had a good night shooting so far is Ryan Seaman hitting that one tray and going for 4 for 4 at the foul line.
Well, when you look at the shooting percentages, that tells you everything. Marlette, 65%. Harbor Beach, 23%.
Now, you know, Ron Rubel, I'm sure he knows that going into the into halftime. I'm sure he's mentioned that his team is that there's no way that a team can shoot 65% for the whole game. And so what they got to do is go ahead and peck away at this lead and get into the fourth quarter at least under double digits and then make the run. That's, I'm sure, what he's telling them.
Well, it's 36-19 right now. Marlette leading by 17 points. Mind you, Harbor Beach has 19 total points to Marlette's 36. A minute and a half before tipping off in the second half. We'll be back in 60 seconds on your home for Hardwood Hoops, the LEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
872-3318. And on to the second act, with Marlette leading by 17 points, 36-19. Over the hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach 42-3 in the past three seasons, actually four seasons, including this one, at home. A perfect 5-0 so far in this season. That is on the line right now. They go have 16 minutes to erase a 17-point deficit, and they will get the ball to inbound this second half. Harbor Beach is out there with Jason Gaffey, Ethan Guza, Cody Seaman, Ryan Seaman, and Tyler Vollmering. Jason Gaffey gets the ball in the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. Marlette will have their first team foul, and it'll go against number 25, Isaac Dale. His first, team's first, Jason Gaffey at the free throw line, shooting two. I have a feeling Ron Herbel said, feed it inside, get Isaac Dale in foul trouble. And it took all 8 seconds. First free throw for Gaffey is good. And two subs coming in for Harbor Beach. James Shelkey and Brady Kirsch. Ethan Guza and Ryan Seaman sit down.
That is Isaac Dale's second foul, by the way.
Marlette, Barrett George, Sean Coity, Marcus Armstrong, and Isaac Dale now all with two fouls. Second free throw from Gaffey is good. 2 for 2 on that trip. He leads the way with 8 points for Harbor Beach. They trail by 15.
You got full court pressure for the Pirates, and they're looking to go ahead and really get into the face of the Marlette Red Raiders.
All right, Hunter Kelly to number 5, Barrett George, dribbling to the left wing. Picks up his dribble at top of the key. Sean Quady dribbling against James Shelkey, all about 5'10 each. To the right wing, down to the baseline, feeds it back out to Andrew Storm against Tyler Vollmering. Into the lane, jump shot is no good. And rebound, Jason Gaffey, and we have a foul. That is Jason Gaffey's fourth rebound of the night and the third foul against Isaac Dale. That's a quick change of events for the Red Raiders. So Isaac Dale sits down, replaced by Charles McClatchy. That's a big blow to the Red Raiders.
The old conventional wisdom is save him with 3, play him with 4. We'll see if that materializes.
Cody Seaman bringing up the ball for Harbor Beach, right to left across your radio. Into Jason Gaffey, right block, goes up for 2 points, and it's in. Harbor Beach going back to basics. Harbor Beach now trails by 13. on a 4-0 run to start the second half. Jason Gamke with 10. Andrew Storm in the lane.